Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 23rd edition. Hope you guys had a good Monday. Fun slate. The Mariners got it done late night for us. Fading Gavin Stone worked a bit as well. Pitching was rough. Javier got there, but Ober got hit around in the first inning, kind of settled in, but not great. Same with Lorenzen. Got hit around in the first inning, settled in, not great. It was a rough pitching slate. Like, if you played Varia, you played Hauk, you were doing good. That's been a trend, too. We're going to keep an eye on. I've been talking about in the First Pitch podcast is those Angels games, like those Angels Twins over the weekend, pitchers duels. I don't know if the pitchers duels are as bad offenses. We'll see. But Red Sox Angels started off that on Monday as well. So something to monitor. Little trends going forward for our DFS stuff. But good stuff overall. If you stay on the track of the Detroit Tigers, sneaky stuff, like I said, against Brady Singer. So hope you guys got some of that going for you. We got a 10-game slate on Tuesday for you. There's about four or five games to start before 7 p.m. Eastern. That's on its own slate, but the main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, 10 games. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. You can check out my cheat sheet and the Discord of Gaining the Edge Fantasy for as little as $5 per month on the Patreon, patreon.com/GTFantasy. Otherwise, I have written content at Fantasy Pros, at Baseball HQ, podcast Bench with Bubba. I'll be recording on Tuesday with Mike Kurland, as usual, recapping Fab and much more. Bubba and the Bloom later in the week, the First Pitch podcast Monday through Friday, and MLB DFS Quick Hits. And if you like golf, always pressing PGA DFS podcast, myself and Jesse, we recorded on Monday to get you ready for the Charles Schwab Challenge. All right, enough of that. Let's talk totals on this 10-game slate. Orioles-Yankees, 7.5. Padres-Nats, 8. Dodgers-Braves, 8. Mets-Cubs, it's Wrigley, so we have to wait on that weather. Giants-Twins, 7.5. Astros-Brewers, 9.5. That's a doozy for you. Marlins, Rockies, 11.5. Red Sox, Angels, 9.5. We'll see. I actually like the pitching almost better on that one than the one we saw on Monday. And then A's, Mariners, 8.5. So high totals once again on this slate. Let's get crack-a-lack and pitchers. Excuse me. You have Spencer Strider at $12,300 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is an interesting one because Strider's a beast. Strider's coming off his roughest start of the season, though. 5 innings, 4 earned, 2 earned. Our 2 homers, 7 Ks against Texas Rangers, only 7 Ks. That's his lowest in quite some time. Rangers offense is legit, though, so keep that in mind. Don't get too worried about that scenario. But it is Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a tough team, so it kind of makes Strider a fun tournament play. I think most will see the Dodgers, the price tag, and kind of walk away. But it's a Dodgers team striking out 21% of the time in May, 248 average, 277 ISO, which is damn impressive, though. You saw Just Dongs Martinez double dong on Monday night. Freddie Freeman had himself a day back in Hotlanta. So if you want to go Strider, you can at 12.3. I doubt I'll get there. I didn't get to him at over 12,000 last time. There's a point where the return at the price point has to just be insane, or pitching has to be so horrible you just want the floor type scenario. So, I'll probably pass on Strider and go elsewhere. Like, yeah, Garrett Cole at 11.2 against Baltimore. Baltimore's a pesky offense. You can go there if you want. I do like Sonny Gray at 10.6 at home against the Giants. Sure, the Giants got to over in the first. It was mainly a Michael Conforto 3-run home run. And if you read the cheat sheet, Conforto was the only Giant I had on the entire cheat sheet. And it was a GPP red. And it's like basically just $3,400. He was a GPP play because he's crushing baseballs. I wrote him up at Fantasy Pros recently. His like month of May is just amazing when he's healthy, what he can do. So keep that in mind going forward. But Sonny Gray, 10.6. At home against the Giants, coming off a rough start against the Dodgers, all at that slide. Other than that, it's been 20 or more points most starts, like 15-point floor in these scenarios. And it's a Giants team that you can pick on. We prefer picking on them with lefties, but righties, they're striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitchers in May. They are hitting 271, which has been surprising, with a 146 ISO and a 101 WRC+. Plus. They're not pushover by any means, but if you're paying up, Sonny Gray's the guy I want, unless you just lose $100 and go to Yu Darvish at 10-5. At the Washington Nationals. We love to chat against the Nats whenever we can. Darvish got hit around by the Royals his last time out, which is quite surprising. But you get a Nats team, like I said, you can pick on them at ease. They're striking out 19% of the time in May versus righties, which is kind of surprising to see in this scenario. Actually, that's versus lefties. Let me get righties pulled up here because I was like, that doesn't sound right. Yeah, Washington's striking out about 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 264 average, 128 ISO, 91 WRC+. So, you know, Darvish is probably the play at 10.5. I think Sonny Gray is a good pivot off of Darvish at 10.6. Now, if you want to go cheaper, Cody Senga will probably be popular because of his last start against the Chicago Cubs. That'll be an angle to go off of. Cubs striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 231, 152 ISO, 94 WRC plus. I've dug into some Cubs over the weekend. Like Christopher Morel's hitting all the home runs. He's got like a 43% strikeout rate. Seiya Suzuki last week had a monster week, but he also struck out 40% of the time. So the Cubs are a team that are striking out all the time, which is great for our DFS needs, but they can also put like back-to-back-to-back home runs in the seats in no time. So Senga's a great tournament play at 94. I prefer Darvish and Gray unless we get good weather information for the Cubs. But Senga at 94 will be in play, probably pretty popular, though. That's my only concern in that scenario, but something to keep in mind. Eduardo Rodriguez of the Detroit Tigers looked a bit human finally in his last start. It's been a while since we saw Erod do that. He allowed four runs over five innings as Pittsburgh Pirates. Prior to that, no runs, no runs, one run, no run, no run, one run. The dude has been outstanding. 20-plus fantasy points, a lot of 30-plus fantasy points. He wasn't walking guys. Strikeouts were there. All the things we want to see. Now you get a Royals team that is striking only 16.4% of the time versus lefties, 274 ISO, or 274 average, 204 ISO, 129 WRC+. Plus. So in the month of May, the Royals have one of the best offenses in baseball versus left-handed pitching, which is something you would lose a bet on. So it makes a very intriguing play. Does Erod dare challenge the Kansas City Royals? I'd say you can at his $8,800 price point. But hey, you never know. It could get dicey. I think at $8,800, take your chances and see what happens. Going down farther, though, Alex Cobb is kind of interesting. I'll be honest, kind of interesting. I think J.P. France is a guy I just have a soft spot for. He was horrible in his last start against the Cubs. But first two starts against at the White Sox, at Seattle was great. He's at Milwaukee now. And one reason I love to target Milwaukee is they're striking out a ton right now, especially versus lefties. Obviously, J.P. France is a right-handed pitcher, but they're still striking out over 22% of the time with a 243 average, 160 ISO. So you can go France if you want. It's not sexy. I wish he was a little cheaper, but he'd be somebody to keep an eye on. Cheaper plays, though, like, you know, you got Yuri Perez. He's in Colorado, though. If you want to take that chance, the Rockies aren't that great. And Perez is $7,100. Even in Coors, the Rockies haven't been great. They're striking out 21% of the time, 279 average, 155 in May. Let's have even more fun with that. Let's do right-handed pitchers at home in the month of May and see where Colorado's at. 23% K rate, 299 average, 186 ISO. So they are kind of productive, but Yuri at 71, the price point allows you to take that chance if you want. I actually don't hate it, but there's other values I'd rather have. I don't think Daniel Lynch is going to pitch on Tuesday because I was reading he threw a rehab assignment on Sunday or Monday. If he's pitching on Tuesday, it's interesting because his most recent rehab assignment, Daniel Lynch had 8 Ks. He's looked really good in his rehab, so that'd be an angle. But the cheap play for me, if you guys listened to my show like 4 or 5 days ago, I raved and ranted about Brian Bello being $5,700. Well, he got a raise. He's $6,300 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So Brian Bello is your value of the day. Once again, I don't care if it fails eventually. He's got 19 or more points in back-to-back starts. He has not been priced appropriately on this slate. Angels striking out nearly 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of May, hitting 281 with a 158 ISO. I love Brian Bello at $6,300. The dude is very, very good. Does not get the respect he deserves. So he's one. Bobby Miller will be an interesting one at $5,200, making his professional debut at Atlanta. I think Miller's a sweet, sweet arm. Like Strider, I wasn't on him. I faded him. I'd almost rather have the Braves bats over Bobby Miller on this slate. We'll get to the bats here shortly. But Brian Bale's the value if you're going on that one. All right, recapping your pitching on this 10-game slate. You can go Strider if you want. It's pretty much Gray and Darvish if you're paying up. Darvish is a better matchup. Gray, I think, has the more intriguing tournament aspect. Cody Seng will be quite popular at 94, so you can go that route as well. Erod at 88, looking to bounce back off a rough start. Yeah, Yuri Perez at 71, which is fine, but Brian Bello is your punt at 63. I could foresee myself making a Bello and Yuri Perez lineup and get all the bats in the world and have a lot of fun with that. So keep that in mind. Speaking of bats, let's get into them here. At the catcher's position for you, Will Smith is $5,500. He's got Spencer Strider. It's a little dicey, but you get it. Otherwise, you got some cheaper options for you. You do got Sean Murphy at $4,900 versus Miller, if you want to fade Bobby Miller, which is definitely in play. Cal Raleigh's $4,500 versus Luis Medina. Luis Medina's got six innings and three runs and back-to-back starts. Okay strikeouts, not great. He's got great strikeout stuff in the minors, big-time fastball. Just hasn't put it all together. So it's kind of an all or nothing. This Mariners team's smoking hot. So I don't mind another Mariners stack here. Cal Raleigh at 45 is a good spot there versus Medina. Below 4K, though, you got the likes of, if Gary Sanchez is starting for the Mets, he's 34 versus Smiley. I think we'll go somewhere else in that scenario. Nick Fortes, if he makes a start in Miami, he's $2,900 versus Gomber. I like that a lot. Francisco Alvarez of the Mets at $2,800 for Smiley's awesome. Alvarez is starting to really turn it up. Lots to like there. He's in my waiver wire column at Game of the Edge over the weekend. So Francisco Alvarez at $2,800 is a dude I'd be looking to get some value on this slate. Cheaper options, though, if Ben Roethlisberger catches for the Yankees, he's $2,500 for Bradish. I don't mind that one bit. I think that's got some value upside to it. Other than that, nothing too crazy unless you want to get real risky with, I guess, some very good starting pitching. First base position for you, though, you got Matty Olson versus Miller at 53. Big Meat Pete the Polar Bear, $5,200 versus Drew Smiley. I like that one a ton. Big fan of that. You got Garrett Cooper and Coors versus Gomber at 5K. That actually is justifiable. A to the Rizzo against Bradish at 49 is not bad either. Going to the low fours and into the threes. If you aren't using JP France, which is totally fine, Rowdy Tellez at 41 is great. He took Javier deep on Monday. Tellez is a streaky hitter. He's had a couple home runs in recent games. JP France, it's weird. He had a big-time fastball strikeout upside. The minors does not transition to the bigs. So Rowdy Tellez could take advantage of that at $4,100. Don't hate it. Going down cheaper, you got Alex Kirilloff versus Alex Cobb. Don't love that, but if Cobb is off, that's the thing with the splitter. If the splitter's off, Cobb gets lit up like a Christmas tree. Splitter's been on a lot lately, but if it's off, it's horrible. So tournament-wise, the deep, deep tournaments, Kirilloff at 35 is interesting. 3K and below now. I'll go back to Torque. He's still just 3K. I believe he put up 10 points or 7 points at 3K on Monday because I had a little Tiger stack for value in my winning lineup. So we got Torque at 3K versus Daniel Lynch. I do like that for sure, especially with the price point there. If Vientos gets the start for the Mets, he's first base, third base at 26 for Smiley. That's a lot of power. I like that upside there at $2,600 for the price tag, especially for Vientos. And that should do it. Second base position for you, you got Luis Arraez against Gomber at 55 and Coors. Jose Altuve, Houston should be in for another big night. He gets Colin Ray at $5,300, so good spot there for Jose Altuve. Gleyber Torres at 48 if you want to fade Bradish. Christopher Morel is always in play. He's $4,700. Second base outfield versus Senga. You got Ozzie Albies if you're fading Miller, which is just fine at $4,600. He's priced appropriately. But Zach McKinstry is leading off for the Tigers. He's 4K, second base outfield eligible. Okay, Torque put up 10. McKinstry put up 7. McKinstry's gone 7, 16, 0, 16, 5. He's playing really well over the last 10 days, hitting 310 with a home run, a couple stolen bases. Really, really playing well at the leadoff spot there for the Tigers. So Zach McKinstry at 4K if you're going to attack Lynch. It's interesting. Not opposed to it. Going down farther, Valdez of Boston is $31 versus Canning. He'd be a cheaper value I wouldn't hate on this slate. Below 3K now. Caballero talked about him on Monday's show. He went deep. He went up $100. Now he's second base shortstop eligible. He had a home run on 3 steals on Sunday. Went deep on Monday. Now he gets Luis Medina on Tuesday. Caballero's second base shortstop eligible at $2,500. Phenomenal price point for him. So I like that a ton. And other than that, I don't believe there's any. Like, third base position for you here. Rafael Devers at 57 is more than fine. McMahon and Coors at 5K is okay. But you got Bregman at 49 versus Ray. We like that. Austin Riley versus Miller at 48 is just fine. You got Birdie and Coors at 46. Those all play for you. Going down below 4K now, you got Casey Schmitz, $3,400 versus Gray. That's worth a look. Gene Segura is only $3,400 versus Gomber, playing towards the top of the Miami lineup, so that's not a bad value for a Coors piece in Gene Segura. Beatty probably gets the day off. Nick Maton, $2,700. He's swinging it for Detroit surprisingly well right now. Owen Miller's been leading off from Milwaukee a lot. He's $2,700 for France. He's second base, third base. If he gets in the lineup, mentioned Vientos earlier, first base, third base. He's 26 for Smiley. I like the Vientos tournament play because he's got boomer bust, like big boom, big bust upside. Shortstop position for you on this 10-game slate. You got Bobby Witt Jr., which is fine. He moved down to the sixth spot on Monday, which is the first time in a long time for Bobby Witt Jr. You got Xander Bogaerts against Gore at 52 is fine. Jeremy Payne at 49 is pricey, but a very good play in your Houston stacks. Not a one-off of Houston stack. You got Birdie at 46, Lindor at 45, who hits lefties just fine. So that's an intriguing one. Javi Baez, if you're going all in on Detroit, he's 42 versus Lynch. I don't know if you have to go all in, but it's there. Anthony Volpe's 4K versus Bradish. Willie Adames, $3,700. Man, what could have been with this guy hitting 132 over the last 10 games? Sucks. I love Willie. I have big high hopes for Willie. I still like him this year. It's just we got to get something going here quickly, big guy. He's $3,700 for JP France. JP Crawford, if you're stacking the Mariners, he'll be leading off. He's $3,600, and he's actually been hitting pretty decent of late, so I don't hate that. Mentioned Casey Schmidt already at $3,400. Going below 3K. Caballero down here is $2,500, second base shortstop. He should be in some lineups. I will have him. If I make three lineups, I'll be in at least two, if not all three. I'll just take the value and run with it with Caballero. So enjoy that one. Heading to the outfield for you. Big Ronald Acuna at 65 was outstanding. Your Dong Alvarez double donged on one was a grand slam, by the way, on Monday. He's in a great spot again at $6,200 versus Colin Ray. So I love that from your Don Alvarez. Got Tatis Jr. versus Gore at 61. I prefer Alvarez, but both okay. Cheaper plays, though. Cedric Mullins versus Cole at 57. Cole's been a little rocky of late if you want to get dicey with Baltimore. Not the worst thing you could do. Kyle Tucker's $5,500 versus Ray. I like that a lot. Soler and Coors versus Lefty Gomber at 54 is a recipe for success. Big fan of Soler, who let everybody down on Monday. So it's time to hop back on that train at $5,400. Jared Kelenic went deep off a lefty for like the second straight game. Now he gets Medina at $4,800, even a better spot for Kelenic. Like that a ton. You got Morel, who I talked about at 47, Riley Green at Detroit at 46. So a nice little chunk of high 4K guys if you don't want to pay up in the 5, 6K range. Going to the low 4Ks now. Got Santander at 44, which is totally a fine play. Seiya Suzuki, I mentioned earlier, he's swinging it really well, striking out a ton, but swinging it great. He's $4,100 versus Kode Senga. So that's a nice value, technically, at the position. Jaron Duran at 4K, Zach McKinstry at 4K, we mentioned earlier, for the Tigers are both really good looks. Below 4K, got Harrison Bader at 39. He's been producing very, very well. Keep playing Brian De La Cruz. Like I emphasized on yesterday's show, at $3,700, one of the better price per dollar plays out there, put up 16 points. The dude's a hitting machine. He snapped his 14-game winning streak on Sunday, talked about that, comes right back on Monday, gets right back on the horse. Gets it done. He's $3,800. Gets Gomber on Tuesday. Love it. Love it. The price points should be a lot higher for his production right now. I mentioned Brenton Doyle of Colorado. He's $3,600. I know he stole a bag on Monday because I picked him up season long. He put up 9 points. You'll take that. You know, you prefer more, but it's not a dud. So Brenton Doyle at $3,600 going up against Yuri Perez and the Marlins bullpen. Lower 3K now. MJ Melinda's been struggling a ton, but Garrett Hampson, he's $3,300. He's getting on base for the Marlins. It's against Gomber. Again, Michael Conforto, tournament viable, only if it's boom or bust. But we saw the boom on Monday. Conforto's $3,200 for Sonny Gray, and that Twins bullpen got worked a ton. So if they can get to Gray, it can get interesting in the back end of that game. Going below 3K now, you got Mickey Moniak stole another bag on Monday. I love Bayo, but if you need to value Moniak at 29, it's just fine. You can definitely go that direction. Going cheaper, though, Akil Badu probably doesn't start versus the lefty, so keep that one under the hat till next time. You got Matt Vierling down here at $2,400. Jolks of Houston, he went deep on Monday. He's $2,400 for his Ray, so nice Houston value if you're looking for that. And there'll be more. Like there's Willie Castro of Colorado. There's a bunch of dudes all over the place. So check lineups to see what comes out. Recapping your pitching, it's a weird pitching slate. If you want to go Strider and pay up and, you know, risk it with the tournament versus Dodgers, fine. I think going Gray or Darvish would be the way to start out. I prefer Gray over Darvish, but both really good spots. Cody Singles the wild card here. I think he's popular, but could be in a really good spot versus a Cubs team that can't strike out, especially if the weather is in Senga's favor. Like Erod at 88 is really solid. I want to see the lineup Minnesota puts out because Cobb could be in play in that one. I'm a sucker for JP France, but I understand if you don't want to. And then your two value plays I like a lot, Yuri Perez at 71, and I love, love, love Brian Bayo at 63. Bayo will be in most of my lineups like he was last time. I will just eat that one and see what happens. If you're looking to stack it up on Tuesday, you could go Yankees versus Bradish if you so choose. Don't mind that. I think the Braves versus Bobby Miller is definitely on board. Detroit versus Lynch is one I like a ton in this one. Love Houston versus Ray. It's one of my favorite stacks. Houston versus Ray, definitely one of my top stacks on this slate. And then you got the Mets versus Smiley. Not bad. Love the Marlins against Gomber. We'll go right back to that train. Don't mind Boston versus Canning, and then Seattle versus Medina. So Seattle and Houston are my top two stacks. Those are where I'm going to plant my flags. You got Miami after that, and you got some other flags, but Seattle and Houston is where I'll be doing damage. Like, if I have a single entry lineup, it's Seattle, Houston, maybe ask out Yuri Perez and Bayo and fill it in from there. Maybe that's where we go and get all the bats and see what happens. But that'll do it, folks. We will have to see what happens on Tuesday and see how that plays out. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. More importantly, I'm on the Discord, and I have my cheat sheet coming up Monday through Friday over on Game of the Edge Fantasy for $5 a month, patreon.com/GTEFantasy. Go check that out. Go check out my podcast. I even do golf. Got you ready for this week's event and much, much more. But until next time, it was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 23rd edition. I'm out.